morning. It is Friday, January 18th, 9 o'clock, and we are in the Animal Control Budget Work Session. Good morning, Sue McCaskey.
Good morning.
And then also with us is Joey Brogdon of Facilities.
Good morning.
Lean on over there. So let's go ahead. Sue, what kind of opening remarks would you like to make?
Well, first, I have to say that the remodeling is about done, and it's looking really, really nice out there. Joey and his group have been wonderful. We really had a pretty group of people out there working together. We see a lot of different things come out. We're very excited. The October, November, December were kind of tough months because our office was located in our chat room. But the good news was that we got moved pretty much in a day. We moved back in and were able to go on. I think the thing that probably suffered the most was the fact that so many people thought we were closed because they drive by and they see all the work vehicles, you know, and they just thought we were under construction, so we didn't have the traffic. But now, in our brand new bright cat room, we have to fit adopting cats like it's our job. So there's something to be said for one face, good life.
That's good.
Yeah, that's good.
I actually included that little tidbit in my state of the county address, given the chamber today.
So that's good. Yep, so we're very excited. And so, ready to move on.
Okay. All right. Board, any opening remarks before we start to look at the budget? All right. Okay. Starting on the revenue page.
Yes.
Okay. And any questions from anyone?
I think our donations to Friends of Animals is light. I think we're better than 25,000 total. I see that you shifted 5,000 down to for the livestock building, but we were 28 last year. You're on pace to do a lot better than 25 this year. I would like to see keep the 25 in regular donations and then have the extra 5 in the donations for the. You know, I think you're going to hit that easily. Lisa, am I seeing that wrong?
It appears to me December is usually a good month for donations, you said, but I think that once you get back up going, I think that the people coming in will, that's my thing.
Okay. I guess I did that just because, you know, it's the economy, you just always worry, you don't want to put out there too much because you never know how it's going to be. I always just had a $6,000 donation the other day, so...
So I appreciate how careful you are with all this. I think that it's reasonable for us to keep 25,000 in the regular donations as our expectation, and to put a new line item of the 5,000 for the livestock building. And then I would like us to reestimate for this year both of those line items. I mean, clearly we've already brought in $2,100 plus. For the building, and it looks to me like we're going to do better than 25, especially if the 6,000 is not reflected in the 18,000 that we're seeing here.
No, people just
surprised us. And I had it marked also. I don't know that I would have taken you all the way up to 25, but I'm fine. Also comfortable that we're not asking something that's excessive. All right, but I think that when the open house happens. There's that people will, you know, we've got donation jars out. I believe people will put them out. And I think especially then when we open for Saturday morning business, that is going to bring in some. Okay, that one. The other one I went up above to the animal control fees, and you're estimating them to be down almost 25%. Can you please kind of give me an idea why you think that we would not, that we're dropping off as
well,
service?
City building and animal control fees used to be together. Now they're their own separate items.
Thank you.
I did separate those. But the other thing is the business from the cities, they you know, they're all on tight budgets too, and they're just, it's not coming in from the cities like it was. Now I'm not, you know, it's, I mean, we still get them, we get, you know, we've got two from two different cities yesterday, but I'm just saying that it's not like it used to be. Some cities are holding on to their money, and, you know, but I think the biggest thing is we just have, we used to have the city buildings and the adoptions of the same line items and keep them separate so we can kind of see the activity. So that was two different ways.
Have you heard from Matt Marston at Nevada recently?
No.
Okay. I just happened to have a brief conversation with him within the last few weeks. It's the closest I can pin this down, and I think they're looking at coming to us for animal control, but then they've now hired a new animal control officer. So I just wondered if maybe that person is going to deliver it to us instead of the physician or the veterinarian. who was doing that. So that's my thought, that maybe that's what he meant, because then I thought.
We had provided him with a copy of the contract template last summer.
Yeah,
I mean, so they
have other information. Yeah.
So how often do you bill the cities for?
Once a quarter now.
Okay.
So anyway, but maybe we need to just inquire or you know, just were you guys heard you hired a new animal control officer, were you thinking about maybe using us on the daily fee occasionally, you know, but just because I mean he sounded like they were really looking at it some way strengthening the partnership with the shelter. So, okay.
I actually think the $10,500 their animal control fees needs to be re-estimated now. I mean, 50% of the way through the year, we brought in $39.50.
Yeah, I don't think $9,000 is. I don't think
we're going to make that. Right. Well, I was thinking we re-estimate down to $9,000. I'll just remind everybody the beauty about the revenue side of things. We just need to plug the best numbers we can in here. There's no real consequence to us missing here. On the expense side, there's some consequence if we miss badly. On the revenues, we need to just get solid numbers. I don't think 10.5 for this year is a solid number for us to expect anymore. I actually like the 8,000 for next year in that, but I would suggest we go down to either 9,000 or 8,500 in what we expect to bring in this year.
Okay.
I think 8,000 makes sense because we brought in 4,000 first half of the year.
Yep. Okay.
And I'm also supportive of bringing up the Friends of Animals donation to 25, just based on the history I see. And I agree with Laura, she can move the shelter and continue to get
it. I
just
worry about it, you know. Well,
sure.
There's so many organizations out there now, you know, everybody's asking for money, and you know, when's our body going to drop out, you know?
Well, it hasn't yet.
Well, no.
It hasn't yet. We can do it when it does, if it does, we can do it.
Okay. Headed to the expenditure side. Either one of you like to start?
Sure, I'm down at vehicle fuels and maintenance is the first question I have. I just think $1,600 is a little heavy. I think we can come down a little off of $1,600 just based on our history and where we are in fuel prices right now.
Okay. How did you reach 1,600, Sue?
Well, I kind of went by leveling off, like going to the gas pump, kind of just took an average of our trips to the gas pump and looked at it. And, I mean, if you look at this, so we have 97 remaining with a half a year left. I mean, We can maybe, it's not just for gas. I always worry about if we have to have a repair or if it's not under warranty anymore. But, I mean, we can take it down. And
the reason I kind of asked is I was interested if you just had taken the number of miles driven last year and multiplied it by the $3 per gallon that everybody was asked to use.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing I did was, so we plan our trips. So we used to be big bombing all over the county, and So it's gone down even from previous years this year. I mean, but it did the last year also because we plan everything so we can kind of just cover it in 90. And that's helped a lot. I mean, I guess we could take it down to 1,400. I don't know if I want to take it down any more than that.
Mm-hmm. What year is your vehicle and how many miles are on it?
It is a 2014. And it's got, oh my gosh, I haven't paid attention lately. I would say probably has 55,000 miles on it.
And what's the maintenance history been so far? I know it's been under warranty, but how's it been different?
It's fine, yeah. I mean, we haven't had any major things that have happened, but now the warranty's off, and we're getting it. That's kind of why we leave a little cushion there, because if something would happen, we have oil changes, and they rotate tires and all that kind of stuff, which we'll be coming up due for. So,
did you get new tires this year or last year?
Year before. So...
So that really doesn't mean a lot for me.
No,
it's looking at it. If it's 600, 1,200 a year, a little over 1,200, I don't think that means any more than an amount for maintenance.
At the 1,400 or 1,500?
At the 1,600.
Yeah, I'm getting used to kind of the method here. I would split the difference, you know, and go like maybe 1,500. On it, okay, that leaves you a repair or some additional maintenance, but that's where you have, okay?
I want to go back up to overtime.
Oh, good, so do I. Okay, all right. Lisa?
For the current year, you're already at $500. Actually, I think after last bill, it's $653. What do you think you're really going to spend this year for current year on overtime?
Well, that might be the time to... Oh, yeah, wait a minute. I might have enough.
Oh, edit.
Okay, good.
Thank you. Good, because this is what I was going to specifically ask about, where it expanded out.
Right. So our intention would be to start the first Saturday in March, and it will now be, it will have to be a two-man deal, because running the shelter by yourself for several hours, you're not capable of doing that, watching everything that's going on.
Sure.
But what will happen is the person that normally is scheduled to do the cleaning would come in and clean, and then we would have another person come in when it opened, and then it would continue through the day like that. And if it was not busy, or, you know, we would consider sending the cleaning person home. Mm-hmm. But it would be every first Saturday of the month to start with, and then we'd go every Thursday until 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And we do, just so you know now, we do make arrangements for people that need to pick up animals if they need to on Saturday and Sunday, whether they're animals that have been brought in running at large or whether they're adopting. So we still do that anyway. I mean, I'll go out to the shelter and do an adoption or whatever. It's not a big deal. But it would be nice to have this. I think it's kind of a beginning. We're hoping that maybe this summer we just get to do one or third Saturdays of the month and, you know, maybe add Tuesday night too. But we just kind of want to acclimate to everybody, kind of, you know, with what's going on. So I have people that, you know, we've hired two new people this past year, and we have a lot of animals, and consequently cleaning takes longer, although, again, the cats are starting to go home, and the rabbits and everything. So my anticipation is going to be that I'm still going to try to work through the week. If, you know, somebody works on Sunday, then they're off. They get time off during that week. And if somebody works Saturday, they get time off during that week, so that we're not accumulating a lot of time. So I would like to try it. And the only problem is I do have three people, like Anna gets overtime. that, you know, when she's going on calls and stuff, we, it might be prudent to go ahead and raise it a little bit. I don't like to do that, but we always try to do comp time, always try to work it out throughout the week, but there's just some times that we can't.
Sure. No, I understand that. I had thought that the amount was too low, given the progression of more hours. But I do see now that you wouldn't be open every Saturday at first, just the first Saturday of the month. And that, you know, that's more really getting out and consistently promoting it really, you know, aggressively so that you can drive traffic up there first.
Right. And actually get everybody also, the employees kind of in that Saturday group that they're not used to, you know.
Do you think any of the employees might not be happy working a weekend where they would have more than just coming in to do the cages and feed the animals? Or is that being accepted well by the employees?
Most of them is fine.
Okay.
Most of them is fine. Okay. And, you know, I mean, if we're doing one Saturday a month, beginning to kind of feel it out, I don't feel like that's not a stress, I don't think, really on anybody at the beginning. I mean, we're going to have to see how it works. It's like, I'm not sure how it's going to work. You know, we might,
sure.
It might be such a thing that if we are that busy on Saturday, we might have two people there and two just regular people there and let the person who's cleaning go home.
Okay.
So it's going to kind of be seeing what works the best and what's most convenient for the public. And,
okay, yeah, and that's just it. So maybe you're right, keeping it at this amount, would that sound realistic?
I mean, I'm not reading this correctly, but this current year you've used 96% of your overtime budget. So you're going to be over on overtime this year.
And that's really going to, okay, so I have one person that is maxed out of comp time. Most people are not. I have one person, the animal control officer, who gets overtime for her job. And so it's a little, you know, it's a little different. It'd really be her probably most of the time that would be getting the overtime. And, you know, it's an estimate on what we would use, because it seems like we're busier in the spring, we're busier in the fall. But that being said, I've been busy this winter. So I don't know what your feelings are, if we should bump it up to like 1,000.
For the rest of this year, you're looking at the readjustment.
Yeah.
Another thing that we had talked to me, we need to get it structured before it can be implemented, but is the use of volunteers.
Yeah.
And maybe the consideration of using volunteers on Saturday as long as the staff person is there. I think it's very important that any volunteer that's there, we have staff present, the person that's present. I would like to see the expansion of the hour be done with as little overtime as possible in working within the schedule of, you know, of the staff. And I know that's going to take some time to get that figured out. The other thing I wanted to mention, too, for the benefit of the board is Sue wanted to talk about this expansion hours plan with all of you first. And now that that is being done, then start marketing between now and March 1st. So we can get the word out, people can know about it, and hopefully start driving people in those first couple of months.
With all of that, can you make a suggestion? If this works, and I don't know if this will come, but you make a good point about taking time with volunteers. I would suggest reestimating the budget over time for this year to be 1,000, which to me seems more realistic for what's going to be spent. And that also gives time to work on the volunteers, as you've talked about, maybe lowering the amount in next year's budget, assuming, hoping that volunteers will.
Yeah, and we've got so maybe,
maybe lowering it to 1,500, something like that.
We've got the group at Iowa State that is called Strong Student Helping Rescue Animals. I talk about it a lot, and they kind of just, they were asked not to come in when our office was in our cat room, and they were in the, you know, people were working in the dog room, there just wasn't that much to do. Mm-hmm. I just got an email yesterday from their president, and so so we're going to resume things with them now that we have things that are movable and safe again and everything. So I think those volunteers from Schwa are going to be a really good asset for Saturday because it's a large club. And when they come in, these are people that join this club because they're genuinely interested in animals. They're not, whether or not they're trying to put it on their resume, I don't know. But, I mean, they come in also because we see a lot of the same faces.
The other thing that I didn't think about is if your majority of your students or your volunteers are students, you're going to have 1 month in this fiscal and 2 in next fiscal where you may not have as many. So we need to think about, maybe think about that. But that would be part of your planning for volunteers is how would you deal with summer?
We still have regulars that come in. They, you know, we don't do scheduling and hold people to a schedule because people's lives change and sometimes there's things that come up. But we have probably, we have several that come in and they don't tell us, they just show up and they know what to do. They get the dog out themselves. They just have done it enough. So we'll still have those people.
Okay.
And then with school out in the summertime, a lot of times we get more parents coming in with kids to volunteer.
So I'm going to suggest that we reestimate this year's overtime to 1,000. That's more realistic, and maybe take next year down from 2,500 to 1,500.
Okay. I'm good with the up 1,000. I'm not good with taking down. It's so unpredictable. Also, I know that your past volunteer experiences or how you've done this with volunteers in the past has worked for you, but I think we've already discussed, you, Deb, and I, at some point about that a more structured volunteer program and the training of more volunteers actually will facilitate. As long as you stay on that kind of come on in whenever you're able, that doesn't allow us to predict when staff is going to need overtime. So that's why I'd like to leave it at 2,500.
One other item I'd like to talk about is this year's. That $500 or whatever,
yes,
you're going to increase to your weekend hours in March. So you've already spent $500 without having any weekend hours. So I'm not sure just doubling it, and it's going to be quite enough. And I don't know what, you know, I
think we're on track. $1,500
this year. Okay. If we're committed to this Saturday opening, then I think it's got to be $1,500 this year, and I think $2,500 is probably a light for next year while we try to build the volunteer network, but it's probably a good start.
And we'll have a discussion next year at the work session.
It's
like utilities and everything else. The first year actually being in the building and stuff. Is,
yeah. And the other item to think about is you might have more employees that choose overtime.
Yeah.
For the school year.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's true. We never know.
No.
That's true.
Okay, if we're good with that one, I'd like to take a look at the animal supplies.
Yes.
Okay.
So, without animals leaving, so pretty much, actually our cat thing picked up about the end of the week before last. Okay. So now they are going out. And that's, of course, affecting the food amounts and everything else. But, yeah, it costs us extra to hold them that long. And in the same thing, I feel, you know, there was a conversation that we had out there about do we start euthanizing some of them, okay, because we have so many, and we weren't seeing the adoption. But, I will say, that's where we get so much of our monetary support is because we're not doing that. And we wrote it through, and, you know, it's not going to be like that, hopefully. I mean, unless we have a fire, God forbid, or something. I mean, we're going to have now a functioning, open thing, and I think the cats are going to continue to be adopted in a much quicker manner. We have more space now for more out, so, you know.
Yeah. And more attractive. So, who had that conversation about euthanization?
just the staff, I mean, we just, one day we were like, oh, we got a lot of cash, you know? And it was just, I mean, I wasn't going, I would have come to you guys had we decided to do it, but I wanted to find out their input on it.
Well, and then the board, and maybe this was before the board joined the board, but I remember vividly that we had a conversation when we were touring the building about the possibility of acquiring the building and what might happen. And the statement was made, and I can't remember who made it, but the statement was made, we are not set up to keep animals in perpetuity. That's just not how we're set up, and we need to get as many adopted as we can, but at the end of the day, keeping an animal forever is not a realistic option.
And that actually discussion has occurred informally in just kind of before. I just thought that maybe it had progressed to making a decision without board input.
Oh no.
So that's how
never,
that,
oh, no,
that, you know, so
we, no. We were at that point, I think, between the modeling and everybody was all stressed out and the animals were moving the winter has been light, really. So usually in the wintertime, the animals slow down their movement. We don't see the calf prod in that we would normally see. But this winter, as it was last, we're seeing the animals are still moving, there's still activity, we're getting them in. So, but now I have to say we are seeing adoption. So it's nice again to see them going.
Good.
People are adopting two at a time, and that's nice. So, yeah.
So back to the animal supply,
yeah,
the actual line item here. All right. So, yeah, I could see 12,000 being very close, you know, to the right amount there for 2020. The budget re-estimate, though, I'm a little concerned here. Year-to-date is 6,400. How would we only – are we going to drop it to 5,500? Shouldn't it go up? I mean –
that's the one thing I always try to keep from doing. You know, we always try to work with any means we have. But
you've already spent, mathematically, you spent $900 more.
Right. We use our friends at the animal.
I understand that. But if out of the animal supply line you've spent $6,400 halfway through the year, why would we re-estimate down to 5,500 for the entire year? Did you mean to go another 5,500 for the last 6 months of fiscal year 19? You need to have at least 64 in there too, and that's if you don't feed anybody for 6 months.
I know. I mean,
if we don't use any money out of this line item,
right,
to use our animal donations. I'm with you on the 64, and I think realistically it needs to be bumped up. I don't think that this is a true look at 50% of the year because of the things that Sue just underlined with the animal shelter not appearing to be open. We were housing, we became an animal warehouse there for a while. We're starting to see it different. It's the same, and that's the same reason that I think 12,000 for next year is heavy. I believe it sends the wrong message that it's our expectation that we're going to hold on to animals, when I believe our expectation ought to be that we're going to find these animals. One of the reasons we're spending the money out there that we're spending is to draw more of the public and find more animals homes. And if we're finding more animals homes and storing fewer animals, we're going to spend less in supplies in this line item. I'd like to see us go to $8,000 for this year and expect that anything over $8,000 would come out of the donation account. And then I'd like to see us reduce that down to $10,000 or under for next year, because I understand we're going to spend a little more, but I don't think we should spend double from what we budgeted last year.
Well,
then
how did donations, so you get food,
we get a lot of dogs. Okay,
you use all of it.
Yes, we do. We've been throwing a lot away. We get a lot of towels. We pass those off to other shelters. But as far as the food, our biggest thing right now, or was cat litter and cat food.
But people don't tend to donate.
No, if you get donations of food, they bring in dog food almost every single time. And the one we got before Christmas, I don't know, from that girl that... So she brought in, and she brought like 4 16-pound bags of cat food, I think it was, but then there was lots of dog food. And the problem is we house way more mini cats than we do dogs.
Right.
I'm confused, though. Excuse me. Laura's asked, do you use all the food that's donated? You said yes, and then he says you throw food away.
Well, it gets outdated. So we get donated food from, like, Target.
Okay.
In Ankeny and Target.
That explains. I just didn't understand the answer.
Yeah.
Okay. Looking back at previous, if I may address this, looking back at previous years, the high we had was 9,600 in 17. So I was going to suggest 10,000 as an adequate number.
For fiscal year 20.
For 20. And also for 19, we've already used 118%. I think maybe it needs to be a little higher. Maybe it needs to be 12. But if animals are adopted faster, you're going to have fewer.
Oh, yeah.
10. So 12 for this year, we estimate 10 for next. That's what I would suggest.
I think 12 is doing. Maybe if I could take a stab at this, Linda, because this may be kind of adding to your information base. All right. If the Friends of Animals account, the donation account, has always been sold out there as, I'm sorry, we got a giggle. Am I not?
No, you're right. Absolutely.
Okay. So it's been sold out there as paying for medicine, special needs, and as a reason that we can keep animals so long. So, you know, Rick's right on target there about, in fact, I went out and met with a Slater City Council when we were redoing the animal control ordinance and contract. And there's a veterinarian on the Slater Council, and he really asked me about how we pay for all those animals. And it was interesting because he said, I'm a veterinarian. From a veterinarian, I want you to keep all of them as long as possible. From a taxpayer standpoint, however, we don't pay to really run a shelter. We pay to run animal control.
And that's good to understand that because our budget forms don't show what funding sources are going into paying any of the expenses.
Okay. I would say the answering your animal account helps supplement what the county funds
right.
are paying, and I think we have to be careful about going to the concept of warehousing the animal because we've had animals there for a long time. I mean, there are some that have been there for years. And the turnover, I mean, again, this is kind of just starting to look at changing our business model and getting animals adopted out quicker. And I think by doing that, then we'll see a shift in the supply item. I mean, we'll see the donation account growing a little more because we're moving animals out. But the donation account is assisting the amount that the county is paying. It helps level that out so we can rely a little bit more on donations. Not as much on the county side, but if donations start to go down, you know, then we would have to look at raising the county portion of it. But I think we just have to be careful, though, that, you know, and the board talked about this last year, getting these animals out ASAP.
And they are moving. I mean, we're in a different situation now. Everybody out there is seeing a night and day difference. I mean, we just talked about it yesterday at that meeting. It's brighter, it's inviting, people look, they spend time there. We've combined the adoption room and another room together into our new adoption room. And so we've actually got way more animals in our adoption room. And they're going on, and we have one cabin going home today. So, I mean, it's way better.
So I heard 8,000 as a re-estimate from Rick. And Linda, you read a re-estimate of 12. It sounds like, could we go maybe 9,000 coming up a little bit from Rick for the re-estimate?
I don't think 6,400 is a true, I think that's not a true 6 month cost. I think there was some one time where some large
animals. Okay.
So yeah, I think going to re-estimating to 9 is appropriate. And like you said, if it's going to go over nine, it comes out of the special ed.
Okay.
Donation account.
Yeah, because due to the remodel, all of the dogs were boarded out for how many weeks? A month?
It's normally $15 or $18, but yeah, our boarding was $1,080.
And did that come out of this line item? Not yet. We still have it.
Yeah, we've got the plan, but it's just been processed right now.
So still, at least you're thinking 9,000 would cover that, or could that come out of those 40 who connect?
You take out a special remodel.
Could you get out a special remodel?
Okay, so back to 9 and 10. Okay, I see a nod over here to my right. Okay, so we're going to go with 9,000 for the re-estimate and 10,000 for the other. And I just would like to circle back into my concern here about the actual cost, but the, you know, and not at least reflecting that in the re-estimate. Lisa may have addressed that with thinking there's some special fees that really weren't animal supply fees. So, okay. Okay, great. Is there anything else for anybody?
Yeah, I've got communication services. I don't know why we're talking about that one.
Is that related to the across the board? Having to do with
the fire alarm service.
The fire alarm. Thank you.
Yeah, they've got some additional things.
Sure. Okay. Do we know who we're think they're at with moving towards getting the shelter onto the county's network?
My understanding is, and Debbie would probably know more about this, but my understanding is that as soon as the remodel is done, then they're going to come out and do what they need to do.
They've got some posts.
Yeah,
can do it.
Yeah, and I talked to Barb about it.
Accurate.
I talked to Barb about it 2 years ago.
So there's not any of those costs reflected in here in the re-estimate or the fiscal year 20?
No, we have somebody to get the phone stipend. We have our shelter phones, we have our shelter extra line, our back, and then we have what we pay for our service. And I think that's all I can think of. But then we're going to add, well, I don't know if the monitoring is going to be part.
Since we put in add the fire alarm system for next FY, if that goes through and that requires 2 landlines for that fire panel for monitoring, and those would come at $45 a month each line, so you're looking at $90 a month. For phone lines for the fire panel.
And that is just for the fire panel, because we already have 2 lines in there, so we'll have a total of 4 this.
And the network connectivity for the animal control is in the proposed IT budget. Okay. This year, I just looked it up, isn't there? Okay. Thank you. Other questions?
Why is veterinary care up?
Well, I brought a sample, so normally we've saved any, so I buy our vaccines when they're on sale. I can get 4 trays for the price of 3. So we have had our vaccines, our meds, and all that kind of stuff. I bought a lot of it at the same time. It's just like everything else, the cost of stuff. That used to be, I mean, it's just like the veterinarian all of a sudden gets a notice saying, well, I'm sorry, your meds has gone up from this to this. And we have to pay that. And, you know, we've been doing more spay and neuters because Iowa State, we used to be like one of the elite 5 that got to take animals over, and now there's, I think, 27 shelters taking animals. So we're not able to get in there and get all those spay and neuters done by them. So, and that has happened quite drastically as a drop off. It kind of changed their surgery patterns what they're doing over there with stuff, and so we're just not getting in, I would say, like we were.
Moving forward, perhaps we can look at how we increase our marketing to recognize those veterinarians who are giving us greatly reduced costs beyond like spay and neuters, just as a thought to help maybe counter any further increases.
Right. Well, and I would like that. We have some real faithful people in many aspects, and I would like to maybe, and I don't know if I can do this in a board meeting, but recognize some kind of board meeting
sure.
for things like that.
I say sure. Do I have an objection?
We have some volunteers that go above and beyond. I mean, when a volunteer will come to me and say, there's a stack of poopy litter pans, can I wash them? Yeah. You know, that's not somebody coming in saying, can I pet the kitties?
Right.
So.
Yeah. Recognizing business assumptions, and is there, would anybody feel like that was the county endorsing businesses? I think we should think
about
it. And it's not a budget.
Right, yeah.
We can talk about it later.
Yeah,
we have we have a new fundraiser happening in January. G.I. Jill, the veteran, about the world of Arlo.
Right.
So she's having a little fundraiser for us. And then we have Shelter Shindig is back this year. It was yesterday, last year, because the owner had had a heart attack. And so, so they're wanting to bring it back this year. So we have that again, and then we'll have Chasing Tails at the end of June. And that's another fundraiser. And I think, you know, other than seeing Kate, the Chasing Tails one is just a group of people. They get together and do this. You know, but it would be nice to recognize them. Last year they brought up, I think we got $6,000 out of it. And
I'll put it on an agenda item so we can discuss that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Looking once around, once again. Well, if there is nothing else from up here, I'd like to say thank you to you and your staff once again for doing a good job and a hard job. And any of us who know that have a couple of animals, what it's like to deal with some of the situations, the cases you can respond to, and also just in having the animals for a long time. I know that impacts you mentally.
But ironically, two of the oldest cats got adopted. In fact, one day, two people, on the same day, came to look at Mrs. Crinkle. Her ears are broken off. And both of them wanted her. So we had one person was, well, I feel like the app first, So the interest in the animals, I just can't say enough. Our cats were still good for $10 because I do want to clear some of them out of there.
Okay.
But at some point, we're going to go back up to our normal adoption fee when we get things cleared out. I would just like to see them go for a while for $10 until we get down to where, it's a manageable number. We now have cases. We are now moving things. So things are going a lot smoother.
Mm-hmm. And what would you guess your cat sensitive is?
We were around 200. We're down to 150.
Okay.
So, that's fine. I think it was Cindy that just told me yesterday 150, so 150 and stuff. But so that's only been in the last 2 weeks that we've seen all the symptoms in our cats. So I really do feel, and we're constantly now trying to keep ahead of getting them spayed or neutered and then, having them heal for a week and then getting them back out again.
Once after it's all done, the remodel and the open house is held, I'd like to go back to that census, how Darla or now maybe Debbie or whatever would be putting together the regular basis, and then we'll That she's still. Okay. Okay. So I'm just not seeing it anymore. Like, I used to see it. You know, the spreadsheet type of thing. So that it could run, finally, you know, run. And so that I'm just, I've been waiting and haven't asked at all, you know, or given you a list of, you know, how to put some of those so I could go ahead and build like a bar graph or whatever from it. Because you have so much else on your mind.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm not going to lie. There's twice I thought I was going to bite the bullet, but it's all good now.
Thank you. Thank you for trying.
Part of that is thank you to Joey.
Okay.
You know, but it's just, yeah, remodeling's not my gig.
So thank you. Right, adjourn, I guess. Didn't bring that. So we have VA at 10.